There's a question. Is there a benefit for us to read the Quran and give zakat, but yet one is consistently falling into sins?
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
The good is not negated by the bad, right? So one has reward for the good that one does, and one has the sin for the sin one falls into. But we know also that the one who repents from sin is like one who never sinned. One who repents from sin is like one who never sinned. So if you fall into sin, then keep renewing repentance and learn the art of repentance. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kaman la dhanba lah." The one who repents from sin is like one who never sinned. But what is sincere repentance? That we should sincerely feel remorse for having disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Number two, you make a genuine resolve. You leave the sin if you're in it right then, and you make the resolve, I will not return to it as best I can. Right? And if you do that, those are the three elements of sincere repentance, and it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, successful repentance would also entail considering what is it that led you to the sin, and to leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if someone has struggles with the sins related to their gaze, of watching the impermissible, then say, okay, what are the steps that led me to do that? And you block the means to the sin. Also, you busy yourself with the good, right, rather than idling. Right? It is, you know, as they say, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. Right? So the Prophet ﷺ said, be avid for what benefits you. Fill your life with the beneficial, fill your life with good company, and you'll find the good facilitated progressively.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.